Let's get it, y'all. I am way too excited. Like, I'm scream whispering right now because I don't want to scream in your ear because I'm that excited. The Straight Up Podcast, the one that you love, the one you listen to right now, is now a part of the Growth Day Podcast Network. You heard me. I told y'all we turn it up this year. And guess what? A bunch of us are coming together to bring more growth to the world, change to the world, impact to the world, and support shows and brands we believe in. That's why I'm a part of Growth Day. It's all about empowering people, impacting people, and bringing change to this world. But listen, one of my friends is a part of this network, and I need you to go show some love. Subscribe to her show. Earn Your Happy with Lori Harder. Okay, Lori is going to make you go harder in every area of your life. She's a brilliant mind, a brilliant spirit, a brilliant human. I know you're going to love her. I know you're going to love her show. That's Earn Your Happy with Lori Harder. Go subscribe today and watch your life be changed.
What's up, rehabbers across the world? Welcome to Straight Up with Trent Shelton. Throughout my career, from the NFL to sold-out stages speaking to thousands, I built up a toolkit to break through negative mindsets, let go of what's holding you back, and start rehabbing your life. And every show is going to be jam-packed with tips, tricks, and tools to push you forward. I'm always going to be real with you and give you the 100% truth, even when it's going to pierce your heart. This is me, Trent Shelton, Straight Up.
Hey, what's good? Welcome to Straight Up. Listen, man, I'm actually working out. I'm actually on a cycle bike as I'm making this episode. And I'm doing this because I want to show you my commitment. You know, I want to show you, I want to motivate and inspire you while I'm in the moment. So if you want to hop on a bike, go for a run, go for a workout, put your headphones in, meditate, whatever, clean your house, I don't care. But if you want to get in this moment with me, get in this moment, because I'm going to be doing sprints on this bike and everything in this episode. Listen, it's 2021, guys. It's 2021. I want you to feel that for a moment. We made it through 2020. 55 million people died last year. 55 million people. People lost their jobs. People lost their friends. People lost their families. People lost their sanity, everything. And you made it. You survived everything that 2020 threw at you. And I know it's probably a lot of struggle for you, a lot of heartache, maybe a lot of pain, maybe a lot of growth, maybe it was a lot of everything. But the point is, you conquered through it. You pushed through it. I want you to hold on to that. I want you to hold on to that for the rest of your life, because oftentimes we forget when it gets hard. We often forget when we get tired. We often forget when there's adversity. We often forget where there's struggle, where there's obstacles. We forget everything we've been through. We forget our strength. We forget our resilience. We forget our championship mindset that we have. So I want you to hold on to that in 2021. And I'm going to put it to you like this. I know everybody has dreams. Everybody has visions. It's the top of the year. Everybody has resolutions. Everybody's talking about what they're going to do, what they're going to change, how they're going to take it to the next level. And I love it. I'm not a person that's ever going to talk down on somebody who wanted to better themselves. But we know this is true. Just because you want it doesn't mean you're going to put in the work to get it. Just because you want it doesn't mean that you're going to survive, right? The inconvenience, survive the obstacles, survive the trials and tribulations to actually meet the greatest you this year. And so I want to just put this to you, because you guys know my situation, know what my mother's going through, you know what other people are going through. At the end of the day, we don't know what kind of curveball this year is going to throw at us. But we can't make a decision. Whatever curveball they're going to throw, we still going to knock it out the park. No matter what 2021 throws at us, we still going to stand at the plate. And sometimes we might swing and miss. Sometimes we might strike out, but as long as you got breath in your body, as long as you listen to this podcast right now, as long as you got some more life to live, you can always come back up to the plate and swing your bat and take your swings at hitting your home runs, at hitting your dreams, at hitting your growth, at hitting your health goals, at hitting your family goals, at hitting your personal goals, at hitting your career goals. Nothing can stop you. I don't care what failure comes up. I don't care what mistake comes up. I don't care what disease comes up. You can still stand up and stand tall with resilience. How do I know? Because you're a beast. How do I know? Because you're a warrior. Oftentimes we forget that we made it through war. You made it through your battles of life. There's a lot of people that would have been in your shoes that would have quit, that would have thrown in the towel. But even if you crawled through it, even if you walked through it, even if you ran through it, you jumped through it, you skipped through it, even if you prayed through it, you hoped through it, you worked through it, The point is, you got through it. And I want to not leave you with this. I want to start off with this. I want you to think about this, because this year is not going to just be another year for you. I'm calling out for you right now. It's not going to be another year. And the passion that you have right now, the motivation that you're feeling right now, it will leave, right? It will leave. We all know commitment is staying loyal to what you said you were going to do long after the move you said and has left you. We all know inconvenience exposes commitment. We all know when it gets real, we're going to see if it's real for you. And no matter how real it gets, you're going to still stand 10 toes down, as I like to say. No matter how much you're back against the wall, you're going to stand up with your back against the wall. And that's where you're going to be comfortable at if necessary. You're going to fight back. Every soldier is prepared for war. Every soldier is prepared for battle. Whatever that battle is for you, whether it's a mental battle, a spiritual battle, a physical battle, you got to make up in your mind. I'm going to talk to you in a second about how you did it. But the question I want to ask you is this, because I know how quick life can change. I know how quick life can change in 6 months. There's people that said next year they didn't make it to see this year. There's people that said next month they didn't make it to see this month. Life can change just like that. So the question I want to pose to you right now, and I want you to share this with people that you care about. Let me make sure I'm getting my workout on this bike. Let me get a sprint in. Sorry, I'm out of breath, man, but I'm bringing it to you live and direct. This is when I felt the energy and the passion. So you know what? Straight up, I'm going to bring it to you straight up. But the question that I want to ask you right now is this, and I'm doing a heel climb for you guys that do spin, you ladies that do spin, you people that do spin, you know how I'm feeling right now, but I'm pushing through it because I told my brother this the other day and my nephew, we're out in Broken Bow in the woods, we ran this hill and we got tired. I said, you know, you feel that tiredness, you feel that pain, you feel that struggle, that's greatness. That's what greatness feels like. Greatness ain't sunshine and rainbows. Greatness is pushing yourself. Greatness is feeling like you're bound to break down, but you know, right before your breakdown comes your breakthrough. But I want to start off with this. And I'm sorry I'm going all over the place, but I know this is going to touch y'all's heart. You got to share this episode with me. You got to let me know how you feel about this. But listen, question I want to ask you right now is, what if this year was your last year? And I know right now you're saying, I'm going to make this year my year. And I believe it. I believe this year is going to be your year. Your year to start that business. Your year to grow closer to your family. Your year to further your legacy. Your year to move up in your corporation, your year to strengthen your circle, your year to take your health to the best place possible. I believe this year is going to be your year. And it starts with belief, but it ends with commitment and consistency. Let me ask you this question again. I want you to feel this in your soul. I want you to feel this in your soul. And let's have a protect your peace moment right now. Close your eyes right now. I want you to feel this in your soul. What if this year was your last year? And I want you to think about 2020. What if last year was your last year? If on December 31st, that was it. And when you look back on your journey of 2020, would you be satisfied? Would you rejoice and say, you know what? I got the most out of it. You know what? It wasn't perfect, but I progressed. You know what? I had some growing pains, but I still grew. Or would you look back and say, man, I got a lot of regret. I let my insecurities control my mindset. I let naysayers, I let the opposition, I let the people in the stands keep me from fully operating in my greatness and going for it. I let my lack of preparation keep me from fully executing on the things that I need to do. Because at the end of this year, the same question is gonna be posed to you. Whether this year is your last year or not, I pray that you have a lot of years. But I promise you, if you operate like this year is your last year, you will get the most out of this year. But you have to make that decision. You have to find a reason why this year is going to be your year. You got to find a reason when you get to the end of this year that you can look back and rejoice. You can say, I made it through it. You can say, I conquered through it. You can say, I grew through it. You can say, I got the most out of it. You can say, I changed my family's trajectory. You can say, I changed my life. You can say, I redirected my journey and got the most out of it. But that question is going to be posed to you at the end of 2021. And I'm going to tell you right now, this mood will leave. You will get back into your regular life 2 weeks from now, a month from now. And you got to tap back in to what's keeping you locked in right now. So I want you to dive deep in this moment, and I want you to find a deep reason. I'm not talking about a shallow reason. I'm not talking about the reason that most people have, the external reasons, the popular, the fame, the money, all those things. I'm talking about a reason that when it gets real, you're gonna go harder. When your back's against the wall, you're gonna dig your feet deeper into that mud. If you got to, you're gonna get it out the mud. If you got to, you're gonna get it out your rock bottom. So no matter what comes against you, no matter how many people, how many things intend harm for your life, you know that God got you and everything is working together for your good, for your family's good, for your team's good. So when you get to the end of this year, what is it going to be? I told my son this the other day and the team that I coached the other day. I said, this is one thing about sports and it's the same thing with life. It will always, the game, life will always expose your preparation, will always expose your mindset. This life doesn't care about what you're going through. This life doesn't have self-pity for you. This life doesn't care about the things you're experiencing. This life doesn't care about what you're battling. This world doesn't. I'm gonna tell you right now, this world is gonna keep going on no matter how shattered your world is. I'm telling you right now, things are gonna keep moving forward no matter how much you feel stuck. In the last 3 months of my life, I realized that. I knew I had to participate in my own growth. I knew I had to participate in my own journey. I knew I had to participate in my own change. I knew I had to participate in my own healing. And I want to tell you right now, you got to participate in your own life. You got to participate in your own rescue. And I know so many of us are waiting for help. We're waiting on somebody to heal us. We're waiting on somebody to give us the keys. We're waiting on somebody to give us the tools. We're waiting, we're waiting, we're waiting. And there's great people in the world, but at the end of the day, nobody's going to save you if you're not going to save yourself. It's like being in a water that you're drowning in. Trust me, I've been there before. Nobody can save you in a drowning water if you're not trying to save yourself. Because if you decide to sink to the bottom, nobody can come and save you. But if you fight, if you got a doggy paddle through this year, if you got to grind it out through this year, if you got to faith it out through this year, which I know you're going to have to, then people will be there to help you. But you can't depend on that. You can't depend on that. So the question I want to ask to you again, if this year was your last year, how hard would you go? If this year was your last year, what would you be doing? What would you be giving to the world? What would you be creating? What experiences would you be experiencing? What would you be doing? Like, I want you to think vividly about that, because I promise you, it's possible, because the only impossibilities that exist, you guys know what I'm about to say, are the ones you create. You got to stop being afraid to set goals. You got to stop being afraid to actually live into your greatness. Stop basing your growth and your future off of your current circumstances. Base your growth and your future off of your faith. Forget your current circumstances, because your current circumstances, if you put in a commitment, if you put in the work, if you put in the faith, if you put in the grind, if you put in the discipline, your current circumstances will become your past circumstances. I promise you that. But you got to make that decision. You got to give yourself permission. You got to know when it shows up, how you gonna respond? This is what I know about soldiers in war. This is what I know about legendary people. This is what I know about myself. And this is what I know about you. Is that you gotta think about how you're gonna show up when people stop showing up. You gotta think about how you're gonna support yourself if the support you want from outside people doesn't come. You gotta think about how you're gonna fight back when life is throwing blow after blow, punch after punch, when it feels like you're losing rounds. You gotta already have it predetermined in your soul that you're not gonna give up. You gotta have it predetermined in your soul that you're gonna make it through it. You gotta have it predetermined how you're gonna respond. And I want you to write this down right now. I want you to think about all the obstacles, all the challenges, all the setbacks, all the haters, all the failures, all the mistakes that you're gonna endure this year that's gonna come up. Maybe people are gonna leave your life. Maybe things aren't gonna go right. Maybe you're gonna lose revenue. Maybe you're gonna lose certain things. Maybe you're gonna gain a lot of things. Who knows? But I know this is for a fact, a storm is gonna come this year. And you gotta determine right now in your mindset, because your mindset is your shelter or your mindset is not your shelter. You gotta determine right now that your mindset is gonna be your shelter. So when this storm comes up, you know how you're gonna respond. When this storm comes up, you're not gonna look at it and say, man, I'm drowning in this storm. You're gonna say, you know what? Sometimes it takes storms like this to teach me how to swim. Sometimes it takes storms like this to grow my life. I need the storm to push me. I need the storm to get me outside my comfort zone. I need the storm to lead me to something better. I need the rejection to redirect me to a greater purpose for my life. I need the no's in my life. I need people telling me no. People telling me you can't do it. I need all these things because I know those things are creating a better me inside of me. But my question to you right now is you have to make up your mind. I want you to write it down. How are you going to respond when these things show up? How are you going to respond when you don't feel like doing it? How are you going to respond when you don't feel like waking up any more early in the morning? And you want to sleep in. You want to be cozy. What's going to get you out that bed? What's going to get you up? When you don't feel like working out. When you don't feel like taking care of your health. When you don't feel like being disciplined. When you want to turn your back on your habits. When you're saying tomorrow. When you're saying next month. When you're saying I'm waiting for the perfect time. What's going to keep you focused, committed, consistent? What's going to be those things or that thing? What's going to be those words that you tell yourself? Maybe it's my life depends on it. Maybe it's my family life depends on it. Maybe it's saying, I don't want to get to the end of this year and have regret. I want to get to this year and rejoice and celebrate. I want to celebrate the climb because I didn't let the climb break me. I let the climb build me. What's going to be your response? What's going to be the thing? And things when people talk about you, when rumors, when gossip, when people turn their back on you, that's what's going to happen. When you lose certain things, how are you going to be prepared? Because the soldier in which you are is already prepared for war, has already predetermined what's going to happen, if it happens, how I'm going to respond. So when it does happen, you're not surprised by it. It's time to make this year your year. What's going to get you back focused when this mood is left? What's going to get you back committed? Maybe it's a picture that you see. Maybe it's somebody that you're doing it for. Maybe it's a loved one that's passed away that you say, no, I'm a further legacy for you. Maybe it's looking at a picture of yourself at the beginning of this year and say, you know what? That was the old me, and now I'm going to be a better me. I'm never going back to that person. Maybe it's the picture of the goals that you set for your family or the goals that you set for your business that you see every single day. Say, you know what? Every time I don't feel like I'm going to visit this place, I'm going to look at this picture. I'm going to visit this page that I wrote down all my goals. It's going to get me right back locked in because at the end of the day, this year can either be another year saying, this is my year. You've been saying that for the last 20 years, the last 10 years, the last 5 years. When is it going to stop? When are you going to say, I'm not going to talk about it no more. I'm going to actually live it.
Hey, you, here's something that you might not know about me. I am an Airbnb host. I first started hosting on Airbnb about 2 years ago. I have a cabin called Protect Your Peace Cabin in Broken Bow, Oklahoma, and it's magical. Just imagine waking up to the fresh scent of pine in the air from the trees, right in the middle of the woods. You have a jacuzzi. We have a fire pit that makes great conversations at night, a grill. And guess what? Even in the morning, you can catch a few deer in the backyard. I spend so much time making this cabin the perfect escape for me and my family to unwind and fully relax. But truth is, I only use it a few times a year. But now, with Airbnb, I'm making good use of my space all year round and earning extra cash at the same time. Let me tell you my top three reasons on why I love hosting on Airbnb. Number one, it brings extra income. I love sharing my home with friends and guests, and now I can get paid to do so. Number two, beautiful memories. When people reach out and tell me how much they enjoyed their stay and had a great trip, I love being a part of it. It's the best feeling to me. And number three, it's easy. Even with my busy schedule as an entrepreneur and speaker, I can still make time to be an Airbnb host. I can't think of a better business idea that just takes a few hours a week to manage. And now with my book tour coming up, I'm thinking of putting my regular home on Airbnb too, so I can host guests while I'm on the road for a month or so. A lot of people don't even realize they may have an Airbnb of their own right under their noses. They may even overcomplicate it. You can Airbnb your place or your spare room, even if you're out of town for a few days or for a few weeks. So whether you have an investment property or extra bedrooms in your home, hosting on Airbnb is a great way to earn extra income. Next time you're planning a trip or want to share those extra spaces, consider hosting on Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. That's airbnb.com/host to find out how much your home is worth.
That's it. Ain't special about life. It ain't special about growth. It ain't hard. It's just about doing the things that most people won't do. It's about getting the most out of your life. It's about changing your mindset, changing your perspective towards how you view negative things. And saying, you know, everything is working for me. Everything is building me. Everything is strengthening me. Everything is better than me. Everything is creating more wisdom in my life. And I know I'm talking fast because I'm passionate about this. Because I know because of this episode, this is going to be your year. So what is it going to be? Just another year of talking about it on social media, posting about it, not living it, falling to the trap of everybody else, showing a lifestyle that you really ain't living, talking about things that you really ain't doing, following the trend of everybody else. So you're going to step back and say, you know what? I'm going to set my own trend. You know what? I ain't going to just post about it. I'm going to show it. I'm gonna let my actions speak greatness. I'm gonna get to a point this year that people gonna ask me, how did I do it? I ain't gonna talk about it. They're gonna look at my health and say, man, how did you do it? They're gonna look at my growth and say, how did you do it? They're gonna look at my family that's happy and say, how did you do it? They're gonna look at you coming from your rock bottom and build something great for your life. They're gonna say, how did you do it? They're gonna say, dang, I thought you were going through so much. How did you get that strength? How did you do it? And your response is, I made up my mind. That's how I did it. I made up my mind that this year is gonna be my year. I made up my mind that this year is gonna be the year. I made up my mind that I'm gonna stop playing games and I'm gonna change the game. I made up my mind that I'm gonna stop playing with my life and I'm gonna go live my life to the fullest, because I know ain't nothing, none of this promise. Ain't none of this guaranteed. So my question I ask you is this: when you breathe your last breath, when you fight your last fight, when you live your last day, when you experience your last year, what's the legacy that you're gonna leave? Because you never know when it's gonna be over. But when you know you got the most out of life, it don't matter when it's over, because you know no matter if it's over on this life, your legacy will never be over, because the seeds that you planted every single day. Somebody needs you to show up this year. Somebody's praying for you to show up this year, and it might be a stranger that you don't even know yet that's been praying for some inspiration, that you're gonna be the inspiration. It's gonna be praying for some motivation, and you're gonna be the motivation. I want you to set standards, man. I know I talk about goals, and y'all know how I feel about goals, but goals, standards, however you want to view it, I believe in standards. I want you to set standards this year that you can't even imagine, that you think is impossible. And I want you to dedicate every single day. I don't care if it's 10 minutes a day of moving forward with your life. You keep moving forward, let nothing hold you back in 2021. Because I know I'm showing up in a way I never showed up before. I made a promise to my mom. I looked in her eyes and said, you know what? I'm gonna get the most out of my life for you. You're gonna continue to impact lives and inspire lives through me. I owe her that. I owe my parents that. I owe God that. I owe my family that. It is disrespectful to life to waste your life. You know how much of a blessing it is for you to feel the pain? And I'm not saying pain is something that you should wish on your life, but you know how much of a blessing it is for you to feel that hurt? I told my nephew as we were training, it's like, man, I'm tired. I said, you know how many people wishes they could be tired, to feel that tired? That's in hospice, that maybe might be paralyzed or maybe might be sick, that can't even have the privilege to feel this. So stop looking at it as a prison, start looking at it as a privilege and get the most out of it. Stop pressing snooze. Get very clear on how you're gonna respond, on how you're gonna show up when things don't show up, when adversity shows up. Get very clear on that. Get very clear that you have to participate in your own life. Stop waiting on somebody to help you. Stop waiting on somebody to save you. Stop waiting on somebody to support you. Stop waiting on somebody to do something for you. And go do it. And I promise you, as you go through the journey, all those things will become, you become a magnet. All those things will be attracted from your life, because you put yourself in that arena of greatness. You put yourself in that arena of growth, of change, and you become a magnet to everybody that wants that same thing. But you can't sit on your butt and sit on your life and expect something to happen. It's way deeper than that. So you dive deep this year, man. And you find it inside and you get the most out of this year. This year is gonna be your year. Of course, with your permission. But like I said, in every single video, every single podcast episode, it all starts with you. Share this with your team. If you got to the end of this, hit me up on my text message community. We're doing challenges all year. We're doing a lot of stuff. You wanna be tuned in, I promise you. You're gonna see a side of Trent Shelton that y'all ain't never seen before. I promise you that. You can probably feel it in this episode. And this ain't because of no New Year crap. This is because I made up my mind, and I'm gonna get the most out of my life from this day forward. And I cut off the bridge of going back to anything that doesn't serve my life. Share this with somebody that you care about. Share this with your friends, your family. Share this with strangers on social media. Hit me up on my text community, 817-242-2719, and let me know if you're with me. Hit me up on my Instagram and say, Trent, I made up my mind. That's all you gotta tell me. And I know what it's about. Let's stay locked in, man. Give yourself permission to make the world respect your greatness. It's time to stop waiting on inspiration, and it's time for you to become the inspiration. It all starts with you. It's rehab time. You be that rare breed. Let's get it. Straight up.
Straight Up is hosted and recorded by me, Trent Shelton. The episodes are produced by Chelsea Harfouche and mixed and edited by Andrew Weller. Cameron Berkman is our executive producer. Straight Up with Trent Shelton is a production of The Hollis Company.
Hey,
what up, y'all? It's that time of the year. Everybody's talking about forming new and healthier habits. Change your habits, change your life, right? Listen, I love it. I'm sure you started some new habits this year. I know I did. But the question is, how are you tracking those habits? Have you ever wondered, like, which habits matter most? Which habits are you tracking daily, weekly, monthly? A lot of people know they need to improve their habits, but let's be real. They don't know where to start. That's why I think you'll love Growth Day, the world's number one, I didn't say two, three, four, number one self-improvement system. Growth Day, what it does is it helps you track proven habits that lead to long-term success, not that short stuff, long-term, lasting change, well-being, and positive relationships. And check this out. You can get a free trial right now at growthday.com. What you measure, you can change. The reason people love Growth Day is that you can score your habits every day, week, month. And when you do, you get targeted classes to improve those habits. When you sign up today, you also get Growth Day's mindset journal, wellness challenges, and in-depth personal development courses from the industry's biggest names. And don't forget, I teach live every single month in Growth Day too. You got that right. Yes, every single month I teach a new personal growth topic to help you advance your life. Download Growth Day from the App Store on your phone or start your free trial right now at growthday.com. Let's get it. Hey, y'all, what's up? I'm super excited to share this with y'all. I need like a drum roll. I need like a band. But listen, this podcast, the Straight Up Podcast, is now a part of the Growth Day Network. I told y'all, man, we turn it up this year. A bunch of us are coming together to bring more growth to the world, purpose to the world, impact to the world, and to support shows and brands we believe in. That's why I'm a part of Growth Day. It's all about purpose. It's all about power. It's all about impact. And guess what? One of my friends, one of my homies is on this network also, and I need you to go subscribe to their show, the Boss Bae Podcast. I'm sure you already heard of it, but if you haven't, here you go. Natalie and Danielle are amazing. The interviews are amazing. Their strategies are amazing. If you're about that growth life, the Boss Bae Podcast will grow your life, like straight up. I know you're going to love them. I know you're going to love the show. Go check it out. Go subscribe today and you will not regret it. Let's get it.